I love being wrong because when it comes to spiritual things, what I found is that when I'm wrong, it's because God is going to bring something that is so much better, and I can't wait to see that happen. So I had one idea for this video and I had thought about it for some time. And then upon reflection and upon thinking about it, I realized that I was wrong, that that was not what God wanted me to do. And he brought this other idea, which is so much better for me and so much better for you. My friends, my name is Alvaro, and this is a channel Uniquely Mary. And today we are praying for the souls in purgatory that had a devotion to the passion, that had a devotion to the sufferings that Jesus went through in life. And let me tell you why that's a devotion that all of us should have. And in fact, when we pray for the souls in purgatory, there are several things that we need to know. Now, I will put the link right here from this quote that I'm about to give you. But Jesus told Saint Faustina that 1 hour of meditating on the passion, it has more merit than 1 year of flagellation that draws blood. Now, that is something profound and amazing. But when you think about it, it makes sense that when we meditate on the sufferings of Jesus for 1 hour, because they were so perfect, it has so much more value than our own sufferings. So that tells us what we should do. And I'll put the quote right here because that is such an important thing for us to meditate on. So consequently, we can conclude from that how and the best way that we can help the souls in purgatory. That's why many of the devotions, Divine Mercy, the Sorrowful Mysteries, Prayer to Our Lady of Sorrows, as well as the Stations of the Cross, which is what I want to talk about today, are so valuable in the eyes of our Lord. So as I was reading both through the book stories about purgatory and what they reveal, and just reflecting on things that I've read, they gave a story of a nun that appeared to her fellow community. And I actually happened to be at a convent today with my wife. We were doing a day of prayer on this glorious March 25th when the consecration took place of Russia and the Ukraine. Praise God. God bless Pope Francis and God bless the church. And she appeared and she told her fellow sisters in religion, "Why you who have the Stations of the Cross do not offer it for us to repair for our sins?" And you know, we watch movies and I watch movies about superheroes and about people that have powers, and we love these things and we think about all these powerful people and we want more power and power here, power there, but we don't realize that we have so much power in our hands and our faith through our Catholic faith, power truly to help people, to save people, to release them from purgatory, to reduce their sufferings, to reduce their stay in that prison of God's justice, simply by in some way meditating on the passion of our Lord Jesus Christ. And obviously, this is Lent. One of the best ways to do that is the Stations of the Cross. And here is why the Stations of the Cross is so important and perhaps superior to other ways of doing. Now here I want to connect Turkey and Ephesus and the Blessed Mother. So when I went to Ephesus, something that I learned first upon reading the book by Blessed Anne Catherine Emmerich and then by being there was that the Blessed Mother is the one who invented the Stations of the Cross. Now when they built her house there in Ephesus up on a hill, there was kind of a higher hill behind it. And there she would retrace the numbers of steps that Jesus would take in each of the different scenes of the stations. So she remembered literally, because she was a genius, she remembered the number of steps that Jesus took in each of his different processes of suffering. She would count those out and place a stone commemorating a particular event, like Jesus is condemned to death, and then she would retrace a number of steps. So she had it marked out exactly how far he went in his suffering. She would relive it because she had such a vivid memory of it. And that was the beginning of what we call the Stations of the Cross. I bet you did not know that she created it. And she actually did it probably every day. And so when the disciples would go up there to visit her, well, they would pray it with her. Now those stones, she would mark them with a special cross. And apparently they're somewhere in some museum in Turkey. And I was trying to look that up, but I couldn't. So when you pray the Stations of the Cross, you're not just praying something that was made up in the Middle Ages, based on what Jesus suffered. You are praying with something that the Blessed Mother invented, that she created. So you are praying a truly Marian prayer. Isn't that awesome? Now that alone is a reason why all of us should increase our devotion to the Stations of the Cross, along with the fact that there is so much more merit in meditating on our Lord's sufferings than even on our own fasting and our own penances, not that we should stop doing those. So my friends, offer the stations for those that had a devotion to the Passion, for those souls in purgatory that are there, that despite them having a devotion, they still need more prayers. Let us help them. So thank you for joining me on this day 25. Please, if this content has helped you in any way, please hit that like button because it helps it spread to so many more people. God bless you, and I will see you tomorrow on day 26.